Spotlight.
This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring a discussion on India AI Impact Summit, Prime Minister's strategic meetings with global leaders. The participants are Subimal Bhattacharji, AI expert, and Arjun J. Chaudhary, anchor.
India AI Impact Summit 2026, which started on February 16 and will come to an end on February 20th. It's a very interesting summit because who's who of the world are attending it, including industry champions, leaders of governments, heads of state, and of course the general public is also here, along with researchers and think tanks, academics, all of whom have a great deal of interest on artificial intelligence and how it will impact our lives in the days to come. Subimalji, a warm welcome to you on this discussion.
Thank you, and a warm welcome to your listeners.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurated the India AI Impact Summit 2026, and he has also addressed the CEOs who have come to attend this summit, more than 40 CEOs. You also have the CEO roundtable. What has been the feedback of the chief executive officers of these companies who are seeking to enter our market, both for dual use, civilian and defense purposes?
I think the feedback is very, very positive. The Prime Minister has been someone who has been very inspirational to the industry leaders. You have seen the top of the big tech leadership always saying, you know, how the Prime Minister motivates them. And they are investing very much. See, the cutting edge remains that yesterday, as the French president was saying in Mumbai, that all the top Indian companies or the global companies in the tech are now being headed by an Indian. So I think besides the CEO, the Prime Minister has motivated the startup community in the country. The Prime Minister had motivated a lot of experts working in various universities around the world, around AI, to come back to India and perform. So I think the Prime Minister's message is very, very clear. And that is where I think holding something like this India AI Impact Summit in such a scale, the largest in the world, carrying it in an inclusive approach, not only confining it to business and academy, but also giving the young students a scope to come and see for themselves. I think it's a great motivational exercise, and it's something to take the nation forward, you know, that technology is something that this country will have to use to leapfrog, you know, towards Viksit Bharat 2047, and this is a real demonstration about how this happens.
Subimalji, Ashwini Vaishnav, the Union Minister for Information and Broadcasting, has actually addressed the ethics and regulation of artificial intelligence, mentioning about how important age verification and checks are, and deep fake curbs as well. He mentioned about its regulation by the Digital Data Protection Framework. How important is the ethical side of AI use as far as the public is concerned, India is concerned?
No, it's a very important area because the potential is tremendous. And if it is misused, if it is taken in a wrong direction, then the harm could really be dangerous from the society point of view as well as even from a national security point of view. So that's where responsible AI becomes very imperative from all stakeholders. And the Union Minister, Mr. Vaishnav, is right, you know, that we have to see that how, first and foremost, you know, we need to protect our children and all. So there has to be an age entry barrier that has to be pushed. And two, the way deepfakes and other synthetically generated information can really cause havoc in no time. How do you look at it? That's why the government came up with the rules, the modified rules for intermediary guidelines, which were issued on the 10th of this month, I think are very, very significant. And then as you touched upon the Personal Digital Data Protection Act that was passed in August 2023, and now the rules were notified in November last year. So as a result of which, now your individual data, you know, how do we secure, and particularly in this AI age where data is the main entity and troves of data are actually the main source of gold on which models are being done. And, it's basically trying to keep a secured data ecosystem in the country. So with a mix of laws and rules, with a mix of societal awareness, with a mix of regulations, and of course a constant dialogue between the creators, the different AI content companies as well as the government and regulators, the idea is to keep it safe and available to all.
Ashwani Vaishnav also spoke about the projected investments by the government of India, $200 billion into the development of artificial intelligence, $183 billion on infrastructure and $17 billion on deep tech and application layers. So how do you see this benefiting our society?
It benefits significantly because, we need computing power. And if we have the computing power, then we'll be able to allow not only the startups and the universities, but even other entities also to be able to gain and gather strength and move forward in their own areas. Now, if you look at initiative of the government, when it announced the purchase of 38,000 GPUs to be made available at very subsidized rate of rupees 65 to the researchers and startups and all, I think that was a great enabler, I think, and as a result of which many startups are actually delivering some good products or solutions on the ground. So we need this 38,000 to multiply manifold, and that is where your $183 billion on infrastructure becomes very important. It's the story of GPUs and enhanced GPUs, and not only purchasing the GPUs from outside, but even get the GPU conceived and built out of India. Even that effort has also started from the government. And then along with that, the amount of money that you would also try to getting the whole, deep research in many critical areas, that's important. Even if you go back 4-5 years back, when Niti Aayog actually took the lead around looking at the sectors in which artificial intelligence should be applied in India, I think it was a very inclusive approach to look at, education, health, agriculture, defense, space, all these areas where you have the potential to improve on the quality of life of the people as well as take your scientific research also forward. So by and large, the policy enablement of the government, matching it with financial budgeting and then constantly keeping a watch and even enhancing where required, and then moving ahead on the technology curve, I think that is very, very important. So at every layers, the government's focus has been to see that there is a not only whole of government, but whole of layer approach to the various prospects of AI. So your investments on the semiconductor ecosystem, your investments on the AI ecosystem, your investments in skilling and reskilling, I think all of these things are going parallelly at the same time. That's why you need investments.
Let us now take you to our correspondent, Shreya Pathak, who spoke to Kiran T.S., who is a project scientist at Power Grid.
Hello and welcome, sir, to our program, Spotlight.
Thank you.
So, can you just tell us about yourself and can you tell us about your experience in India AI Impact Summit 2026? What did you felt about the summit? What are the things that you would like to share and you liked about the summit?
I'm a lead research engineer at Power Grid Center of Excellence in Cybersecurity at Indian Institute of Science, Bangalore. India AI Impact Summit 2026, meaningful platform. What it stands out is the coverage. Policymakers, researchers, startups, and industrial leaders under one umbrella to discuss responsible AI adoption. At Ministry of Power Pavilion, we had an opportunity to showcase our center outcomes that can strengthen cybersecurity and resilience in power sector. The discussions here go beyond technical excitement. There is strong emphasis on governance, trust, scalability, and priorities.
So how do you think the government's initiatives have facilitated the growth of AI startups? How it has given boost and encouraged the role of AI and has facilitated the AI ecosystem?
Government initiatives have played very active role in AI ecosystem. There are three major areas where facilitations are visible. The first one is the policy direction, a clear focus on AI and signaling long-term commitment and stability for innovation. Second, infrastructure support, improved digital infrastructure, open data initiatives, and compute accessibility for lower entry barriers for startups. Third, research and industry collaborations, platforms that connect academia, public sector undertakings, startups, create real-world problem statements. Exactly in terms of power sector and other critical infrastructure, government-backed centers of excellence can bridge the distance between the research and the development.
What are your expectations from the government and how do you think the government in future can encourage more AI startups and how do you see India as an AI hub and AI market and the role of AI startups would actually help India achieving the goal of Viksit Bharat 2047?
Strengthen Indian leadership in AI, especially in critical infrastructure, I believe the focus should be continued in four key areas. One is a secure and trusted AI platform. What I mean by that, as AI system becomes integrated to our essential sectors, standards for validation, security, and extendability is crucial. Second is compute and research accessibility. Sustained investments on high-performance computing infrastructure will enable deeper research and indigenous innovation. And third is talent development. AI education must be integrated with cybersecurity, ethics, domain specifications, or specializations, not just model development for AI. And also have support for deep tech startups for longer gestation, for higher impact solution, especially in infrastructure that is required for developing these kind of solutions. If India focuses on these things, we can build a secure, scalable, and socially aligned, and we can lead the global, not just by volume, but with responsible innovation.
Thank you so much, sir, for connecting with us and giving your valuable insights.
Thank you.
Sublimalji, research symposiums and industry sessions are being held. Are there any key takeaways that you can inform our listeners and followers on Akashvani, especially when it comes to initiatives of joint ventures between global companies and startups? So take, for instance, Qualcomm, who have announced that $150 million would be invested into strategic AI venture fund in India, and this is in partnership with startups. Their CEO, Cristiano Amon, was very popular here when he actually made that tangible announcement. Could you tell us about how these developments, their product lines in the automotive, robotics, mobile, is actually going to benefit consumption in the economy?
The most important aspects of this whole effort around AI in India has been to see that how the large players operate as well as our startup ecosystem thrive. You know, in many cases it is matchmaking. In many cases it is to be complementary to each other. So Qualcomm trying to put in a huge fund for investments and trying to find out linkages and all is part of one effort. And it's not only Qualcomm. Most of the big tech companies have their R&D centers on AI out of this country. So we have people with talent. We need to multiply that. We need to be reskilling a lot of the people who possibly would have been in programming but who know how to work with logic. And so they could themselves, you know, reskill themselves to be able to take the artificial intelligence efforts and the flag far much wider. So what is very important to understand is that while the big guys and the funds and everyone are hedging on India at this point of time in AI, the focus on the startups to be able to deliver specific solutions with much lower, you know, budgets and in a very sustained manner, that has been significant. You know, in the very short span of time, we have seen many of them go up.
So robotics has been the major eye catcher as far as the India AI Impact Summit is concerned at Bharat Mandapam. Well, do tell us something about that.
Well, robotics and autonomous vehicles are some of the very visible success stories where you use artificial intelligence to have endless possibilities. And that is where it's getting a lot of attention from the ordinary people. And of course, the industries definitely benefit. I think most of the factories are moving towards robotic-based performances. It enhances productivity. You know, a human can work under the laws and all maybe till 8 hours. A robot can work for 24 hours. So I think many of the processes have been simplified because of that. And day by day, the products and are being fed with more tailor-made algorithms and all which are able to deliver an optimum result. So I think robotics is autonomous vehicles are again gaining a lot of ground. They can do a lot of work in terrains that it becomes difficult for, you know, humans to go and all, particularly from a military perspective also. And then of course the drone and counter-drone technologies, you know, much of them are today driven by AI. So a lot of efforts are already happening in the country.
Sublimal Bhattacharji, thank you so much for being with us on this program and deep diving really into artificial intelligence. It has been very inspirational to have you on this program and learn a little bit more about AI. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
You were listening to a discussion on India AI Impact Summit, Prime Minister's strategic meetings with global leaders. The participants were Subimal Bhattacharji, AI expert, and Arjun J. Chaudhary, anchor. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. You can listen to it on a mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnsdtalks@gmail.com.
Spotlight.